You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say at this time of the week? Oh, yes, we do, don't we? TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It is Friday. It is the 21st of October. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and we're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM. Smoothest place. We rated up. Oh, I think smooth is the right word. Let's take a look, shall we? Some of the items which are relevant to today's date. 21st of October. I tell you what, just to remind you, there's just 71 days now remaining till the end of the year. If you take 7 off that, oh, that's 67 days, isn't it? 67 days? No, no. Take 7 off that is 64 days till Christmas. I should never try and do maths first thing in the morning. Should never try and do maths at all, really. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Apple Day today is being celebrated in the United Kingdom. Armed Forces Day today, that's in Honduras. Indian Police Commemoration Day, International Day of the Nacho, that's being celebrated today in Mexico and the United States of America. This one I like, it's being celebrated today in Thailand. It's the National Nurses Day. Nadade Day today in Burundi. And last but not least, Overseas Chinese Day, which is being celebrated in the Republic of China, but probably by people that aren't there because, well, they're probably overseas. Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah. Show. It's better than coffee.
can tell you one thing, nobody will forget the name Aretha Franklin. There she is, and who's Zoomin' Ho. It was written by Aretha Franklin together with Michael Walden, and it was for together with Preston Glass, if I remember rightly. It was for her 30th studio album, the same name, Who's Zooming Who, with the production overseen by Michael Walden. The hit song was released as the second single off of the album. That was in August of 1985 by Arista Records. And it serves as the follow-up single to Franklin's chart-topping smash, remember, Freeway of Love, reaching number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart that same year. And at the same time, spending 4 weeks at the number 2 spot on the Hot Black Singles chart behind Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder and Caravan of Love by Isley Jasper Isley. That's something I haven't played for a long time. Let's try and dig that one out. And before that, of course, unmistakable the sound of that was Mr. Franklin. Yep, Peter Frampton there, and that was "Show Me the Way." I tell you what, one thing about that song, I just love the beginning of it. And, well, that's it. That's the Borders. We're about 14 minutes right now, and that is after the hour of 6 o'clock, yes, on a Friday. Won't be long. Soon we'll let our hair down, won't we? So I'll tell you what, we're not going to muck around. Let's get in the shower for this morning, and I have something a little bit different for you in the shower. Yep. See what you think of this. If you don't like it, don't tell me. In the shower with you this morning comes from Clueless. Yes, believe it or not, it's a disco version of My Heart Will Go On. There we go, I told you it was a bit different. Clueless and My Heart Will Go On. It's not too bad, is it really? No, it's a bit of fun. Right, that's it. Out you get, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday. A couple of good mornings to say already. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and breezy this morning. And also to Senor Francisco. Senor Francisco Conte, good morning. He drops the line and says, good morning, Mr. D. TGIF. I will be, he says, there'll be an international reading club tomorrow. But before night, I have a culture meeting, as every Friday. Well, I tell you what, it's a good job you're starting the breakfast show off with the breakfast show, isn't it, really? I mean, if you're going to have some culture, you might as well start here. You say, could you please play me a song? Could you please play There's a Light That Never Goes Out by The Smiths? Of course I can.
Take me out. And I want to see life. Driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home. Because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us,
with Jerry D.
Shake
Yes, get the old body shaking down. Come on. Use it up and wear it out. That comes from Odyssey. Just taking a quick look out of the studio window for this morning. It's one of those mornings you can hardly see the horizon because the sea and the sky is about the same colour. It's very dark and grey, but it doesn't look too threatening at the moment.
You do what?
There we go, that's a Give Me a Little Sign, a classic soul music song, and that was performed by Brenton Wood. It was written by him and his real name, in actual fact, which was, wait for it, Alfred Smith. Joe Hovan and Jerry Wynn were also writers on the song, and the charted versions were by Brenton Woods, the one we just played, Peter Andres, The Satellites, and Daniel Brisbois also did copy that. It was Tom Brenton's Ogum Bogum, if I remember. I think that was the right name of the album. Ogum Bogum. And the Woods version peaked at number 9 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart, and also was top 10 in the UK singles chart as well. And by the way, if you know Mighty Mo Rogers, he played the electric organ on the recording. That was 1967. That was one of those tracks I used to play back then on Pulse's Radio Charger. And love it. Still love it as much today as I loved it then. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, I tell you what, we've gone from 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock to exactly 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Friday, yes, TGIF, 21st of October. Let's take a look at some of the local news. Of course, we do look at this a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. And I've got some other things for you this morning, so we'll tell you about those a little bit later on. The Electoral Court presented on Thursday afternoon 3 complaints to the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office for possible irregularities in the use of the app for the collection of signatures in support of applicants for free application. Osman Valdez, the National Director of the Electoral Organization, explained that the first is for the Electoral Administrative Prosecutor's Office to investigate the possible commission of a contravention for the validation of false support signatures by activists who used the signature collection application designed by the Tribunal Electoral wrongly, or as I would say, incorrectly. The other two electoral criminal complaints are to investigate the possible commission of electoral computer crimes related to identity theft in digital procedures before the Tribunal Electoral by activists who engage in malicious activity in addition to the manipulation of digital media with the purpose of affecting the integrity of the electoral process. Now, this is following on, of course, to the stories over the last couple of days. Now, where people have actually made complaints about people that either haven't signed or haven't signed, but they're on the list, and some that signed and not on the list. The Electoral Court published the breakdown of the 1,019 signatures purged and cancelled to a total of 53 pre-candidates due to animalities in their capture. Now, the list is headed by the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Zulay Rodriguez, who aspires to 2 positions by way of free application, the presidency of the republic, and re-election in San Miguelito. Now, according to the list published by the Tribunal Electoral, 280 support signatures have been cancelled for Rodriguez, 199 for the presidential position and 81 for the deputy position. They are followed by Heriberto González Lee and José Luis Blandón Díaz, pre-candidates for representative in Parque Lefebvre and deputy in the 8-2 circuit, respectively, who had 167 and 86 signatures annulled. And I tell you what, one quote here is, there are no fair and democratic elections if the processes are not fair. It is not only on election day, but also that the entire process has the guarantees that we pre-candidates are looking for. This was David Bernal, a pre-candidate for a representative for the Corregimiento of Juan Díaz. And Deputy Zula Rodriguez Lu of the Democratic Revolutionary Party came out in defense of the economic aid for $61,000 that was granted by the National Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, to pay for her university studies, well, the university studies for her daughter, Paola Testa Rodriguez, in the United States. and says that she, this is Paola, presented the documentation to IFARO for its evaluation, stating that the request support was in her capacity as an athlete and that the resource was to cover the missing segment. Well, they analyzed this. It says there we had to analyze the options and see the costs at the these high performance centers. Now you basically get it get in for your grades and sports performance, but it's not free. And she went on to say that the American University offered Paola a partial scholarship, and there was a remainant, which is why IFARO contributed the $61,000. And the director of IFARO, Bernardo Meneses, personally defended the economic aid to the deputy's daughter. He says here, "I understand perfectly that we live in a country with diverse political thoughts, and that is respected. Hopefully, though, before pointing and judging, we can read the full story," said the official in a message on his Instagram account, which I think is a good summing up. An initial transfer for the amount of $5 million. Now, you're going to like this one, all right? The initial transfer for an amount of $5 million in favour of the Ministry of Public Works approved this Thursday, October the 20th. The Budget Commission of the National Assembly and Rafael Sabon, Minister of Public Works, explained that the money is to buy at least 50 tons of asphalt to do what? To repair the streets with holes and for the maintenance of some highways in the country. Now, the work is going to be carried out in the dry season, the official said. He indicated that this asphalt will be distributed in all provinces throughout the different regional departments of the ministry. 50 tons. It doesn't really sound a lot, though, does it, really? 50 tons. You've seen some of these holes. They'll probably do about two of them. I was talking to somebody the other day that couldn't find their car. They parked it in a pothole. On September 29th, the day on which he supported the budget of the National Assembly for 2023, the deputy, Crispiano Adames, president of that state body, assured before the Legislative Budget Commission that he welcomed the amount recommended by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, despite the fact that $56.8 million was subtracted from the amount that he had requested. Nathan, isn't that good? How sportsmanlike. However, everything remained just talk, really, because in Resolution 67 of the 13th of October, in which the Budget Commission recommends to the Ministry of Economy and Finance to increase the budget to 26 entities, a contradiction of the President of the Legislative is evident. The Assembly was one of the 54 institutions that requested, unsuccessfully so far, I add, more funds for the coming year. Guess what? He precisely asked for the $56.8 million that the Ministry of Economy cut off. So there we go. Around 500 patients with rare and chronic diseases are affected by the lack of medicines. This was reported by the Network of Rare Diseases of Panama and the Federation of Associations of Patients with Critical, Chronic and Degenerative Diseases, who demanded yesterday the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund, the CSS, to take measures that allow rapid and continuous access to medications. So anyway, there's more on those all coming up a little bit later on in this morning's program at 8 and 9 o'clock. And the time now, though, is 22 minutes before the hour of 7.
Here we are,
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. We had Mr. Lenny Kravitz was the first of those two, and it ain't over till it's over, which is going to be about 10 o'clock this morning. And this one, the Jackson 5, of course, and Dancing Machine.
One day.
The Supremes, I'm back in my arms again. All right, it is 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, just a few seconds away. What have we got lined up for you today? It is a Friday. Normally Friday is a sort of music Friday, but we do have a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour. It's always good to see her. That's Anita Lissacy from American Society. She's coming in to chat with us because what is happening on Tuesday, first time since the pandemic, we've got Caravana back. It's going to be there in the Multi Centro. They've got a conference centre up there, haven't they? It's going to be there in Multi Centro. So Anita will be in talking to us all about that, and no doubt some other things as well. So that's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour, and that'll be after we have had, of course, our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid for today. And let me see what else. We've got the usual bits and pieces for you. We've got, don't forget, last hour this morning, we've got what, where and when. So what you can be doing, where you can be doing, and when you can be doing it. And most of them, Yasmin's already done. Yes, she's been what, where and when-ing everywhere. So that's coming up as well. Usual bits and pieces. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. 7:30, some of the international business news in between the two. We're going to take a look at the weather. Has we got any change? Oh, no. It's still very sort of gloomy. Yeah, gloomy is a good expression for today. So we'll be taking a look at the weather as well. So we might have a couple of what, where and when this morning, with also the Born on This Day in music. So that's all to come on this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. 10 and a half minutes before 7.
Hey, I live for you all day.
I've been away on the road for a little while. Today I'm heading home to make my baby smile. She hates it when I am over 1,000 miles away and I'm not there to pick up when she dials. Yeah, she's always looking back and saying there was a time when you would be around every single night. Now I'm not saying that I want another guy, but I need you here for the good times and the bad times. Yeah, they're pulling out my hair, getting mad times. Not just the when I'm in your bed on my back times. Baby, every time I call, it's a bad time. Just want you here on your own. There ain't no diamonds, silver or gold that can replace a man's love in a home. And she keeps telling me over and over. She say, I don't want your money, baby, oh. I was strapped for cash, and that's not attractive. Working my ass, trying to make a success out of myself, I guess. I could have been more present, but I was in a mess. I remember being on tour, staying up on the phone. 30-minute conversation, boy, when you're coming home. I can't be building the family life here on my own. Baby, I'm doing it for us, so why you taking that tone? Like I'm the bad guy. I thought it would have made me better in your dad's eyes. I'm busy stacking up the paper for the bad times. Cause baby, you never know. I'm popping right now, but they will come a day when I won't. There ain't no diamonds, silver or gold that can replace a man's love in a home. Yeah. And she keeps telling me over and over. She say, I don't want your money, baby, no.
There we are, that's The Killers and Shot at the Night. Before that one, that was Ed Sheeran and I Don't Want Your Money. He doesn't need any money, does he? He doesn't need anybody else's. He's got enough of his own. Ed Sheeran and featuring on Her, H-E-R. Yes, that's Her. Right, also, by the way, I mustn't forget to remind you because what do we have in the last hour of this morning's programme after the news? It's our time to pop along to the Pedro Mandinga Arumba. Yes, Arumba. And we're going to be telling you all about Pedro Mandinga and also a little bit of a trivia quiz for you. Now, what we've told you, remember we said that, you know, we the first week we did $20, then we did $15, and then we did another $15. And I think that's how many we've done. But anyway, what we've done is we've added them up because we've had the people that won couldn't go. So it'll be the first one, the second one, and today's. All right, so that, if I remember rightly, that takes it to a $50 voucher to use where? In Pedro Mandinga's Rumbars. Oh, I can't think of anything better. I don't know about you.
Shadows. Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd paint your face for all the world to see. Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd like to paint your face eternally.
Oh, how many remember Don Partridge? And there he was singing about Rosie. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this. Time to take a little break.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hello. Le saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HFA Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HFA Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. In the time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 3 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. And if you don't know what morning it is, you just opened your eyes. It is Friday, TGIF. 21st of October. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up a huge dam that would flood a swathe of southern Ukraine as his forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. In a television address, Zelensky said that Russian forces had planted explosives inside the huge Novokakhovka Dam, which holds back an enormous reservoir that dominates much of southern Ukraine, and were planning to blow it up to cover their retreat. But Russia's defense ministry said on Friday that the Russian Air Force had destroyed a depot with foreign-made Ukrainian military equipment in Ukraine's Kherson region. Boris Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, were leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Friday, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-tracked contest. After Truss quit on Thursday, ending her 6 weeks in power, those who want to replace her were trying to find the 100 votes from Conservative lawmakers needed to run in a contest which the party hopes will reset its ailing fortunes. Pakistan's Election Commission disqualified former Prime Minister Imran Khan on Friday from holding public office after its tribunal found him guilty of unlawfully selling state gifts given by foreign dignitaries and heads of state, a lawyer for Khan has said. Khan, who has denied the charges, was accused of misusing his position to purchase and sell gifts received during state visits abroad that were worth over 140 million Pakistani rupees. What's that in dollars? That's about $635,497.05. The tribunal will deliver a detailed ruling later in the day. Xi Jinping, poised to clinch a third five-year term as China's leader, will on Sunday preside over the most dramatic moment of the Communist Party's twice-a-decade Congress and reveal the members of its elite Politburo Standing Committee. Xi's break with precedent to rule beyond a decade was set in motion when he abandoned presidential term limits in 2018. His norm-busting as China's most powerful ruler since Mao Zedong made it even harder to predict who would join him on the standing committee. The United States unsealed criminal charges on Thursday against seven Chinese nationals accused of waging a surveillance and harassment campaign against a U.S. resident and his family. This is in a bid by the Chinese government to repatriate one of them back to China. The 8-count indictment, unsealed in a U.S. district court in Brooklyn, New York, is the latest case by the Justice Department targeting China's apparent expatriation campaign known as Operation Fox Hunt. Italy's Giorgia Meloni told President Sergio Mattarella on Friday that she was ready to become Prime Minister and could swiftly form a new government despite tumult within her right-wing coalition. Meloni, head of the Nationalist Brothers of Italy party, met the President alongside her main allies, Matteo Salvini, who leads the far-right League, and Silvio Berlusconi, founder of the conservative Forza Italia party. Iran advised its citizens on Friday not to travel to Ukraine and urged Ukrainians already there to leave, the ones that are already there. A semi-official news agency reported this was a day after the United States accused Iran of helping Russia operate drones against Ukraine. The Iranian Foreign Ministry advisory did not refer to the U.S. allegation. It gave a telephone number for the Iranian embassy in Kiev to call for advice. Due to the military escalation in Ukraine, all Iranians are strongly advised to refrain from traveling to Ukraine. Also, Iranians living in Ukraine are advised to leave the country for their own safety, the ministry said in a statement. That's it, some of the international news for this morning, this Friday morning here on The Breakfast Show.
By the DJ.
Billy Ocean, and he's having a party. And why not? It's the weekend. Hey, I tell you what, breaking news. Yes, breaking news hot off the press. Guess what? I just saw some sunshine. Yep, it's creeping through those clouds.
and say to me.
They've got an absolutely brilliant sound, haven't they? The Mavericks there and Come Unto Me. And then so it brought us down time-wise. We're 17 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock. All I thought I would do is just look at the weather. Seeing as the sun just popped out, I thought now's the time to do it. Well, it's not looking. Right, let's take a look. We're going to start off, as we do, over in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón. Maximum temperature over there today is going to be 30 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 20. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity today is going to be at 85%. Chance of a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and a chance of a few showers again tonight. So you're going to need your paraguas if you're over in that direction. Moving over to this direction, to West Panama, the maximum temperature is a little bit higher at 32 degrees Celsius, with 23 degrees being the minimum temperature. It's going to feel quite warm, though, the thermal sensation at 38%, 38 degrees and 80% relative humidity. These teeth, they're not in the right way. Ever since I lost that tooth, I've been sort of funny. Right, so there we are. Cloudy in West Panama during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, rain with thunderstorms will be persisting. Now, moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what we've got in store. Not quite as hot, with a maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius. 23 will be the minimum. The thermal sensation is a degree lower than West Panama, 37 degrees Celsius. And the relative humidity, well, that's going to be the same. It's going to be at 80%. Now, cloudy during the course of the morning. So far, I can vouch for that. There's the occasional little break. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and rain with thunderstorms tonight. So beware. All right. Now, let's move on to the Perlas Islands out there in the Gulf of Panama. If you're looking at going out there today with the boat, getting away early today, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out in the Gulf, with 23 being the minimum. 39, it is going to feel quite hot. 39, as we know, is the last of mild discomfort before we get into what they call big discomfort. So 39 degrees, the thermal sensation, the relative humidity, of course, is a bit higher as well, at 90%. Few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and a few showers to night. Now, let's move on to the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, starting on the Pacific. We have got the first high tide for today. That was at 12:43 this morning. That was a 3.87 metre high tide. Low tide will be at, it was at 6:49. That was about half an hour ago. And it was 1.49 metres, the low tide. Now, the next high tide going to be 0101. Yes, 1 minute after the hour of 1 o'clock, and it'll be 3.87 meters. Low tide again, 7.08 this evening, 1.28 meters. So there we go. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 3.14 this morning, 0.03 of a meter. High tide, we'll be at 9.48.18 of a meter. Low tide again, we'll be at 2.43 in the afternoon, 0.12 of a meter. And the high tide, the last one, that will be at 8.39 tonight, and that will be 0.24 of a meter. So as always, not much movement there. I mean, just if you like things in feet and inches, the low tide, is going to be 1 inch. Okay, the low tide will be 1 inch. The high tide will be at 6 inches. The next low tide will be at 4 inches. And our last high tide will be 8 inches. It's just nothing to it, is there really? Don't know why we bother. So anyway, there are your tides for today. Let's take a look at the actual sea conditions. Maritime conditions, let me see, we have good conditions for this morning. This is on the Caribbean side. Very light winds, just 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southwest with waves at just 1 feet. Good day if you are boarding. In the afternoon, carry on boarding. The waves just could be still at 1 foot. No change in the wind speed either. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour west-northwest during the course of the afternoon. Let us take a look at the Pacific for this morning. And we've got good conditions. We have got, oh, it's almost the same. In fact, the winds are just a little bit lighter. 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest in the morning, and waves, you can board either side today. The waves are just at 1 foot on this side as well. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. 5 to 10, there's no change. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour winds. Just the wind direction will be from the southwest in the afternoon. And the winds, the waves will be at 1 foot. I hate to say this. It's all a bit sort of boring, really, isn't it? It's not much happening at all. Perhaps we'll have another earthquake later on. That'll liven things up a bit, won't it?
Making a good time. In the land of the free, you can be what you wanna be.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The race of the money tree. Logo praying to the first in altars. Ready for the pressure of holy water. But the same old wealth in the same old hands. The same old people stay in command. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. They got it wrapped up tight, they got it safe and sound. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. Spot bomb, great stand, hit the ground. Say too much power and not enough hands. Makes you think get rich quick, take all I can. We're too busy spending on the means of destruction. Still spend a penny on some real construction. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. You use themselves as a fool around. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. You love they say make them vulnerable. Built on slaughter, carrying hopes and carrying maps, sweating the swans fall in their laps. Live on the bone of the ones to be fooled, but they died of lies by the Kipling school. Watch your money go round, watch your money go round. And I just can't help you see the kind. Watch your money go round, watch your money go round. Do you like I say, make me wonderful. This won't hurt you. So there's blood in your lap, blood on your hands. It's not as you've done, it's all kind of care. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. Can't spend a penny, go out the real account. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. She fall from Chris and hit the ground.
Well, there we go. The first one of those two, and that was Holly Johnson and Americanos, and followed on, that was the Style Council and Money Go Around. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just sort of coming towards the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on the Breakfast Show, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Very good morning to you. If you just joined us, we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning, starting off the London Stock Exchange Group. Beat a forecast slightly on Friday with a 16% rise in third quarter income and maintained its cost and profit margin targets. Analysts said that the results indicated the integration of data and analytics company Refinitiv purchased for $27 billion in 2021 is still on track. Group income of £1.905 billion, which is around about $2.13 billion, beat a consensus forecast from analysis of £1.881 billion, excluding recoveries. And the London Stock Exchange Group Chief Executive, David Schwimmer, told an analyst's call that 70% of revenues were recurring, with the balance now benefiting from high volatility and uncertainty in markets, which boost activities like clearing in interest rate swaps. U.S. Treasury yields held near multi-year highs on Friday, with markets seeing no let-up in tightening from the Federal Reserve, causing shares to slip and the dollar to stay strong, particularly against the embattled Japanese yen. The benchmark U.S. 10-year yield edged up as high as 4.276%, its highest level since June of 2008, having risen nearly 10 basis points overnight. This dragged on shares, with Europe's stocks index falling 1.5%, U.S. S&P 500 futures sliding 0.6%, and MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan down 0.88%, languishing near the 2.5-year intraday low that it touched the day before. Oil slipped on Friday and was heading for a second weekly decline as investors weighed the impact of sharp interest rates, interest rate rises, this is on energy consumption, offsetting hopes of higher Chinese demand and output cuts by OPEC and its allies. To fight inflation, the US Federal Reserve is trying to slow the economy and will keep raising its short-term rate target. Federal Reserve Bank in Philadelphia, President Patrick Harker said on Thursday. The oil market prices, Brent crude slipped $1.16 or 1.3% to $91.22 a barrel, and this was by 8:21 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was down by 74 cents or 0.9% to $83.77. Pfizer Inc. expects to roughly quadruple the price of its COVID-19 vaccine to about $110 to $130 per dose after the United States government's current purchase program expires, Pfizer executive Angela Lurkin said on Thursday. Lurkin said that she expects the vaccine, currently provided for free to all by the government, will be made available at no cost to people who have private insurance or government-paid insurance. The Biden administration officials are discussing whether the United States should subject some of Elon Musk's ventures to national review, including the deal for Twitter Inc. and SpaceX Starlink satellite network, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday, citing people familiar with the matter. The SpaceX chief in recent times has taken to Twitter to announce proposals to end Russia's war in Ukraine, and also said SpaceX cannot indefinitely fund its Starlink internet service in Ukraine. And he later backed down and said he would continue to bear the costs of the service. The world's top automakers are planning to spend nearly $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries and raw materials to support that production, according to a Reuters analyst for public data and projections released by those companies. The electric vehicle investment figure, which has not previously been published, dwarfs previous investment estimates by Reuters and is more than twice the most recent calculation published just a year ago. Chinese battery giant, this is CATL, has slowed its planning for investment in battery plants in North America on concern that new US rules on sourcing battery minerals will drive costs higher, two people with knowledge of the matter has said. The world's largest battery maker, which supplies one of every three electric vehicles, has been considering opening new plants in the United States and Mexico since earlier this year, Reuters reported previously. And a federal judge on Thursday dismissed a Republican-led challenge to President Joe Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt shortly after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett rejected a request in another case to block it. U.S. District Judge Henry Autry of St. Louis, Missouri, said that while the six Republican-led states had raised important and significant challenges to the debt relief plan, they lacked the necessary legal standing to be able to pursue the case. And lastly, shares of Meta Platforms, Google owner Alphabet, and other companies that sell digital ads dropped late on Thursday after Snapchat owner Snap Inc. blamed inflation for its lowest revenue growth since going public 5 years ago. Snap was the first major social media company to release its September quarter earnings, and its stock tumbled 25% following the disappointing results after the bell. Snap warned that it would see no revenue growth in the normally busy holiday quarter. There you go. That's it. I think I better find a piece of good news, don't you, in a minute. 21 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, 89.3 Cool FM.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling. Yeah.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Thank you.
Santana and Rob Thomas and Smooth. And the one before that, that was the Climax Blues Band and I Couldn't Get It Right, which is probably my motto. We do try, though. Very trying. Hey, let's take a little trip, shall we? Let's go over to the sunshine of Greece. Well, I hope they got sunshine. We haven't got too much. This, of course, is from Renee and Rick over there. They say, good morning, a funny story. I was listening to a local radio station in Oregon while on my walk this morning. An advertisement for a finance company came on, and one of the lines in the ad was, have you been dreaming of taking a trip to Greece? She said I had a good giggle. Could you please play Ironic from Alice Morissette? And then Rick wishing us all a great weekend. There we go, yes, that's it. Alanis Morissette and Ironic. And, I got a little note here from, plenty of sunshine apparently over in Greece. Renee, go to your room. Right. And I tell you what we've still got to come on the program this morning. The top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the local news, some of the items in the local news this morning. And around about 8:25, we'll link up with our good friend Ingrid for our Everyday Story Country Folk. But today, of course, it is Friday, so it's about freaky fun facts. Now, I have an idea in my mind. I haven't listened, I haven't checked, I've not done anything. I've got a little idea in my mind what it'll be about. We will see. I'll tell you if I'm right when we hear it. And I won't fib, I tell you. We've got that coming up, don't we, in the last hour. I tell you what we do have, don't we? We like this because on Fridays, after the news, what do we have? Oh, yes, that's when we go and take a little trip to the Pedro Mandinga Rumba with their Friday segment, and we got a nice gift to give away. We do, really, because the last 2 weeks, our two winners couldn't go. One of them didn't drink, and the other one couldn't go. So we're going to be adding that to today's. So in total, because the first one was $20, then $15, and today is $15, that makes $50. So I'm probably going to win that one. So that's all coming up in the last hour of this morning's program. And also, of course, with Yasmin, with what, where, and when, things that we can be doing. So it's going to be a fun little morning. And Anita Littersey is coming in around about 8:30. We're going to be talking, she's coming in from the American Association, and we're going to be talking about Caravana. It's back after its demise due to, well, like the rest of us, due to the pandemic. And always, as always, plenty of great music for you here on the Breakfast Show. And what have I got? I'm trying to think. I'm just looking at my music and seeing what we got. And yeah, we're going to go and meet up. I'm going to hear your Pet Shop Boys. Because I haven't played this one for quite some time. It's quite apt, really. I wouldn't normally do this kind of thing. that brings us up to the top of the hour, as Mr. Neil said after there, and laughter in the rain. So if you're going out in the rain today, have a good laugh. Especially if you happen to have forgotten your umbrella. Time on the Breakfast Show, top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go. Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
Taking time. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row. We started off there with Deborah Harry and French Kiss in the USA. Oh, but don't tell anybody. And following on, that's Eurythmics. And Would I Lie to You? Time on the Breakfast Show. I think it's time we checked in with Ingrid, I think, because I love our funky Friday fun facts, don't you? Oh, here we go.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Hey, since we just had a recent event, I think we'll talk about that. How about we talk about earthquakes? Natural events such as volcanic eruptions and meteorite impacts can cause earthquakes, but the majority of natural occurring earthquakes are triggered by the movement of the Earth's tectonic plates. Okay, let's jump right into it. Number one. The Earth's surface consists of 20 constantly moving plates, and we're not talking about plates for with your dinner. We're talking about tectonic plates. The pressure increases from shifting plates can cause the crust to break. This break allows stress to be released as energy, which moves through the earth in the forms of waves, a.k.a. earthquakes. Normally, it's not the shaking of the ground itself that claims the lives of an earthquake. It's the associated destruction of man-made structures and the instigation of other natural disasters, such as tsunami, avalanches, and landslides. Not only is it important to have a plan for yourself in case of an earthquake, but for your pets also need a disaster plan as well. So create an earthquake plan for the animals around you, so if disaster strikes, you'll be prepared. Speaking of prepared, my sister said, since it was there in David, which is only 29 kilometers off the coast of David, and we were just there, she said, are you in any danger of a tsunami where you are in El Valle? And I said, well, let me see. What is the height of the mountain in El Valle? 3,600? No, I don't think so, unless the tsunami is a 4,000-foot wave. So that answered that. Number three. The National Earthquake Center, NEIC, records an average of 20,000 earthquakes every year, about 50 times a day, around the world. There are, however, millions of earthquakes estimated to occur every year that are too weak to be recorded. That's when the earth moves, right, Jerry? Never mind. Each year, the Southern California area has about 10,000 earthquakes, the majority of which go unnoticed. However, if there is a large enough earthquake, the aftershock sequence will produce many more earthquakes of all magnitudes for months. Number five, almost 80% of the planet's earthquakes occur along the rim of the Pacific Ocean called the Ring of Fire, a region that encircles the Pacific Ocean and is home to 452 volcanoes, over 75% of the world's active and dormant volcanoes. And yes, we are in one of them right now. I know about that dormant volcano. Number six, the largest recorded earthquake in the United States was a magnitude of 9.2 that struck Prince William Sound, Alaska on March 28, 1964. The largest recorded earthquake in the world was a magnitude of 9.5 in Chile on May 22, 1960. When the Chilean earthquake occurred in 1960, seismographs records and seismographs waves that traveled around the world, these seismic waves shook the entire earth for many days. Talking about moving the world for somebody. An undersea earthquake in the Indian Ocean triggered a series of devastating tsunamis on December 26, 2004. The tsunami struck the coasts of most of land masses bordering the Indian Ocean, bringing 100-foot waves and killing over 225,000 people in 11 countries. I remember I was in San Jose, California on a conference when that hit, and I got people calling me and telling me, hey, be careful, don't get near the coastline, the tsunami's headed your way. I was like, damn. And then seeing all that devastation was just horrifying. Number 10, Alaska is the most earthquake-prone state and one of the most seismically active regions in the world. The region experiences a magnitude 7.0 earthquake almost every year and a magnitude of 8.0 or greater earthquakes approximately once every 14 years. Now you're asking, why does Panama get so many earthquakes? We actually have had one again at 3:16 this morning, and we had yesterday's earthquake was at 6:57. So what is the continental plate that Panama is on? Panama is located on one of the smaller tectonic plates called the Panama Plate. Of course it's called the Panama Plate. It's surrounded by the North Andes Plate, the Nazca Plate, the Cuscoz Plate, and the Caribbean Plate. And not the plate arroz con pollo. No, not that plate. But that explains a lot of our the volcanic activity. Why we have volcanoes means that when the earth cracked, volcanoes pop. You know, you've seen those movies when Hawaii says, look, we have another island. The volcano pooped out some more earth. Whee! Well, we have two volcanoes here, Baru and the one here in El Valle, and we are along that seismic tectonic plate. Oh, the days of geology. Oh, I miss those days in university. But this earthquake, when I was sitting, I had just finished my segment for Jerry yesterday, and I'm sitting in the patio here reading the news. I'm like, well, the kitty cat must be walking on my chair because I felt a little jiggle jiggle, not wiggle wiggle. And next thing I know, the pots and pans that are hanging from the roof started swinging and the chair started wobbling back and forth. And I got up and I ran in and said to the cook, are you okay? And she was like,
what are you doing? I said, are you jumping up and down? I'm like, no, it's an earthquake. She goes, oh, crap, that's amazing. So, yes, indeed. And the fact that we were just there, the amount of landslides and the problems that can happen in Chiriquí and David and Boquete, because that loose land and with all that rain, I'm sure that they're cleaning up a lot of mess up there. All right. Well, this weekend is get the garden ready and get the Halloween out. I'm getting all my Halloween decorations out. The cook and the Australian have agreed to assist in decorating the house, and it's going to be a spectacular event. So any of those of you who are going to be in the area for Halloween in the El Valle area, please come by to the haunted house of Finca Reflecta, and you'll be scared out of your wits. Until then, until next week, you all be safe, be gentle with the world, and be gentle with your friends. Okay, I'm feeling a little moment of gentleness after the two earthquakes in one day, okay? All right, so everything's good here, so back to you in the studio!
So we did the other day. When we played that, we played the Meet Marquita. She did a version of that, and it was more of a sort of like a disco thing. But that's the original, because that is Carole King, who actually wrote the song "I Feel the Earth Move." Did it move for you? Talking of which, it's that time on the program. What?
Oh no! I'm just listening. It's that wonderful time on the program. 8:30.
I didn't say wonderful. I just said it's this time of the program where we introduce our guests for this morning. We don't normally have you know how honored you are. We don't normally have a guest on a Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel so special. Oh, my. Wait. Christina told me to drink some water, so my voice is itself. One second.
I thought it was quite good. Don't drown.
Okay.
It's lovely to have Anita with us. Anita Littacy, from the American Association.
American Society.
And the Embassy.
And the Embassy.
Anywhere
and
else?
VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Auxiliary, Wyndham Hotel, Anita Littacy, and whomever. Whoever needs me to be here, I'm here.
Oh, you remembered your name at any rate, so that's good. It's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Caravana is back.
Yes, finally. Oh, my goodness. After 2 years of not being able to have this exciting event, where it's an around-the-world festival where you mm-hmm. can go and see the different countries. I think this year it's about 33, 34 different countries being represented with their food, their culture, their dress, whatever. And I'm here on behalf of the American Society of Panama and the U.S. Embassy because, like I said, we haven't been able to do this for the last couple of years. And so this year the caravana is going to be not at Atlapa like it has been in the years past,
mm-hmm.
but this year it's going to be held at Megapolis Convention Center. Do you know where that is, Jerry?
No, of course I don't, Anita. It's just over the road.
Yeah, it's just over the road.
And it's
just
not bad. You know, I mean, I remember the first time I went there, which obviously a few years ago now. I was so surprised. It's so big.
You
wouldn't know it was there, really, would you?
Exactly. There's not much advertisement. I understand it's on the 9th floor. So it's at
not easy to have a car show, I would imagine.
No.
No, okay.
No,
just
you
checking
can't
it.
Drive the car.
But they have great parking.
They have great parking. I mean, you can park probably, there's a lot of floors like you can park under.
No. Yeah, they have got a lot of floors of parking. So anyway, I mean, it isn't because it was all sort of a little bit up in the air originally.
Yes,
it was
going
to be at one place, then another place.
Exactly. It was going to be, you know, there was checking out a lot of places, Atlapa, Fagali Convention Center, even the Albert Convention Center, which is part of Wyndham Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, speaking really quickly, Wyndham, as of November 1st, will be Marriott Panama. We're changing our brand.
Yeah.
We're going to be a Marriott.
Oh, yeah.
And so, we'll be a Marriott Panama. So, yes, we also have a convention center, and I say we because I work for Wyndham, which I'll soon be working for Marriott.
Do they give you more money if you work for Marriott?
We're going to put that out there. That's a good question, Jerry, and I'm so happy you asked, and I could put that out there the next time when I go to work.
I love it. Because the first time they're going to have it at Multicentro, or what they call it, Megapolis Outlets or something now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to have it on the ground floor.
Right.
And everyone's like, what? Where would you plug anything in?
Exactly.
You know? And, I mean, it's interesting because it's going to be upstairs. And that, I think, is carpeted. And, of course, the thing is we make a big mess, don't we, normally?
Yeah,
Caravana.
We make a big mess. And it's only $3. The entrance is only $3. And I think children under 12, don't quote me on this, but I think... No, children under 12 are free.
Oh,
and
right,
you just
okay.
pay as you go. Mm-hmm. You know, you pay at each
That's
of the,
right. you go
the stands.
To each stand.
I mean, the United States, we usually have the best booth, and I'm not saying it because I'm from the United States, but we do. And, oh, wow, Jerry's confusing you now. And,
oh, you got it there. That's okay. It's just you got a little one. I thought you might need a big one.
I have a little one. He's not so little. Okay, but anyway, it's $3 for entrance and all proceeds. This is helping the Asistencia, a group of women that started many
mm-hmm,
years ago,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they have different charities that they dedicate and contribute this money to. So all funds are going to whatever they've already decided, what charity they're going to help or what church or what school or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States, as I said, the U.S., we're going to have many different foods. We're going to have our traditional, typical hot dogs.
Right.
We're going to have chili,
mm-hmm.
Cheesecakes, apple pies, brownies, Twinkies. I don't know what it is, but, you know, and I don't know if you know what a Twinkie is, Jerry.
I've seen and heard of it in the past. But, seriously, I mean, I heard the name.
Yes, a Twinkie is like...
Like a little chocolate bar or something?
No, it's not chocolate.
No?
The Twinkie is like more like a sponge cake filled with
white
that's icing, a white filling.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Twinkies. People seem to love Twinkies
mm-hmm.
because it's nostalgia. And so we're going to have the Twinkies. We're going to also have different brands are sponsoring things. We have Giorgio's Pizza, Boar's Heads with the hot dogs, Old Milwaukee with some beer, Krispy Kreme donuts, Pray Tell Meats. And we're going to also have Wyndham Hotel is going to donate banana bread, and the VFW Auxiliary is donating pumpkin pies, because this is right around Halloween, what Ingrid was just speaking about. So the VFW Auxiliary is going to donate pumpkin pies and chocolate chip cookies. So we're very happy. Everyone's been working hard. The American Society, Rita Sosa, who's a past president, as myself, who is the current president, the never-ending, long-lasting, I will be forever president, and I are working alongside the U.S. Embassy, the different people there, and the different sections. And hopefully this will be as successful as in the years past.
I think it will, and I think it's great. I'm looking forward to going, because I won't be participating this year, because we had a number of things that came up, including the death of the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And because the embassy was very keen, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of things happened, so they eventually didn't have the time. Because one of the problems, personally for us, is that we need to get a lot of stuff in from outside.
Yes, and that was
it takes a bit of time, but we will be back in force next year, so watch out.
Okay. Yes, I did hear. And also, the Prime Minister resigned yesterday or the day before.
Which one?
Yours.
I mean.
Well, we will discuss that. You know, they're having a lot of problems with.
They've got a new motto: third time lucky. And, you know, I tell you what, it's interesting, but I was just reading this morning, because the three runs, we've got Rishi Sunak, who was the one that lost out to Truss. Boris is one of them, and another one is a lady, which I'm not that into, but I don't know. But an interesting point keeps coming up. I know he sort of had his wrist slapped for being a naughty boy. But I think he was a good prime minister, and although he's a little strange, but he was a good prime minister. But he is still the only democratically elected.
Okay.
Because the people voted for him.
For him.
And, a lot of people are saying, hey, you keep coming up with these other people, but he's the only one who is democratically elected, and he should be there. And let him finish his term. But anyway, we completely digress.
That's okay.
I do that occasionally. What's your name?
My name's Anita. Yeah. So, also, Sabor USA. I know Erica Sanchez has been here several times speaking about Sabor USA. But that's the United States and Panama working together for different flavors that are from the United States and different brands from the United States. So, yeah, make sure you follow Sabor USA, follow all of the... And I'm sure Jasmine's going to have everything on the pbcpanama.com website. Throw that in, plug that in. And then when we come back, I'll speak about everything else that's going on in the expat community.
Okay, yeah, all right. Love to hear that. Well, we're going to go back over to London. This is Joy Crooks, as you know, is one of my favorites, and this is London Mine.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, lovers walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go, I've been fooled by the charm.
of the cannons and mud. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun. That's what makes London mine.
Makes me a little bit homesick, that one. London Mine from Joy Crooks. What do they say? You can take the boy out of London, but you can't take the London out of the boy. We are 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our guest here with us in the studio is Anita Literacy from Everywhere. That's from the VFW. She's represented VFW. She's got the American Society, the US Embassy, and she actually works as well. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just thought I'd get that.
Going to be Marriott, Panama.
Yes. Hey, remember Renee and Rick?
Yes, I follow them on Facebook. They seem so happy over there in Greece.
They haven't got a house yet.
No, but
I mean, it's not
happy.
Not that she's fussy. I mean, they've only been looking for
a long time. The dogs look happy. The dogs are happy here, and they're playing around. I think they needed a vacation from Renee and Rick, so they look extremely happy. They're supposed to reunite next month, but once Renee stops falling in restaurants.
So they're still actually here? Because I thought they might have been in quarantine somewhere.
No, they're here playing. They're at the doggy camp.
Doggy camp?
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of your organization as well, the doggy camp?
No, I think it's called the Jerry D's Doggy Camp.
Right. Because Renee's dropped a little note here.
Hi, Renee!
No need to shout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just because she's in Greece.
Okay, she's in Greece. So my voice would travel.
She says, hi, Anita. Sorry we didn't get together before we jetted off. I wore a Twinkie costume as a job in a supermarket when I was in high school. She was an
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine.
She was a Twinkie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad. Oh, that sounds so nice, Renee. And I'm going to have to give Jerry a Twinkie just so he'll know. You know those Brits don't know Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes and all of those things.
No.
I hear you too. I don't hear you, but I see you. I see.
Good grief. Are you two finished?
Oh, yeah, we're finished. Okay. Bye, Renee. Big hugs.
We don't have Twinkies in the UK. We have Winkies. No Twinkies. What's my favourite sort of chocolate bar? Oh, we used to have a thing called Crunch, which was sort of chocolate with honeycomb in the middle.
That's not like a Nestle Crunch, that's a candy bar?
It was a candy, I don't know if it was Nestle or not, but it was like a long piece of honeycomb covered in chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I always used to like that. Anyway, so Caravana, that is next Thursday.
Tuesday.
It begins with a T.
T. T-U-N-T-H. That's one thing that I'm practicing with the pronunciation with the Brits. They can't really do that T-H pronunciation. Thursday, Tuesday.
You finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, nice to see you. Come back next week. Right. It is, yes, next Tuesday from midday going through till 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, it begins at 12 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And as I mentioned, the tickets are $3. The best time to go is usually, I mean, not the best time. Any time is good, but usually it's very, very crowded around 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
I, of course, have to speak about the U.S. stand, but one of my favorite stands is the
British one.
The German.
Oh.
Germany. And of course, Mexico. My goodness. Germany with the beers and the different, wurst, the bratwurst, not wurst, and all of that. I remember the British stand because
it was the big one.
It's the big one.
With the car.
Mm-hmm.
With the books.
With the car. And
with
they
the food.
The soldier and everything. Yeah. I remember. Mm-hmm. Didn't you guys have, martinis?
We had martinis, yes. We have a gin bar.
A gin bar,
gin
yes. We had the
bar,
gin and tonic bar.
And
I remember Donna was working it the last
mm-hmm.
time.
And we have draft English beers and bottled beers.
But they have. You know, this is what they had. Unfortunately, they're not going to be a part of the Caravana this year. So next year, they'll be back in full force when they'll be able to get everything that they used to have. You see, we Americans are always ready. That's why we're free and we celebrate independence in 1776, July 4th.
Yeah, no,
we're always ready.
And by the way, you keep asking to come back, and the answer's still no. So tell us some of the other things, because I know you're so busy with so many other things.
Oh, wow. Some of the other things. With the Veterans side, on November the 11th is Veterans Day. The Veterans Day ceremony will be held at 9 o'clock, November the 11th, at Corus All American Cemetery. Everyone's invited to come out. And this is a time to honor veterans, whether
mm-hmm.
or not active duty, non-active duty,
mm-hmm.
retired, dead. This is a time to honor all of our veterans. The flag placement ceremony, not a ceremony, just a flag placement is the day prior, November the 10th,
mm-hmm.
which is a holiday in Panama. But if you want to come out and help place flags, we place both the Panamanian and the U.S. flag on all of the grave sites, which are, I don't know how many, in the cemetery to prepare for the ceremony. So that's with the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The American Society side, we have Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is going to be a luncheon at the Wyndham Hotel, which will be Marriott Panama, on Sunday, November 20th from 12 to 3. The tickets are $40 per person, which includes a traditional Thanksgiving lunch, family style, not saying buffet, but it is an all-you-can-eat style
mm-hmm,
luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
$40 per person. Children under 6 are free, and children 7 to 13, $20. And so you can find all of this on our website, msoc.org, and Jasmine will put all of this information up. And then I have one last thing. I think we're going to play a round of music now, Jerry? Or,
No, carry on.
Okay. I'm trying to take over, huh? Okay. One other thing, we have saved the date, December the 11th. We're going to have a Panama Polar Express. This is like a train ride. Our charity committee, headed by Carson Dolan, along with Rita Sosa and Rosalind Bytel,
mm-hmm.
they're working on this. It's going to be from 9 until 12, and all proceeds for this will be given to the Ronald McDonald House. And it's a very good charity. They house a lot of children that come here from the interior that need to go to Hospital Del Nino,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they house their parents. So all of that's going to be coming out soon, and we want to thank the Panama Canal Railway Company who's sponsoring this this
mm-hmm,
event.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow our social media, the American Society of Panama, as well as our website, amsoc.org.
Where are they getting the snow from, by the way?
The snow, that's going to be imported. Don't worry. We
mm-hmm.
we can't speak too much on it because we have to get the permits and everything. But the snow is going to be imported
mm-hmm.
directly from Alaska
mm-hmm.
in the North Pole because this is the Polar Express.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're not actually going to the pole? You're not, the train's just going to Colón?
I don't have much information on it. Just save the date.
Okay.
December the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And follow our social media and our website, and we'll have more information to come. They're developing it as we speak. Rosalind Bytel,
mm-hmm.
Carson Dolan and Rita Sosa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great, great women.
Yes, they are.
And so we'll have more information. And I think that's it. Of course, in February, we'll have our annual lasagna dinner, luncheon.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in El Valle. So we'll have that. We have that going on. And as some of you know, the American Society, as well as a lot of organizations, we've been quiet for a while. We're trying to get back in there. I mean, our last event was the 4th of July barbecue that we had at Wyndham. And we had a one meet and mix. And now we're going to do our annual Thanksgiving luncheon that we hadn't done. We haven't done
right. in two years.
So we're coming back slowly but surely.
All right. Well, look, it's always lovely to see you.
And I want to thank Charlotte Pierce for putting all of the Thanksgiving luncheon together and making sure that's going well. I have a wonderful team, a wonderful board of directors. I thank them all for assisting me in making this job that I have as president a little bit more simple.
All right. Well, thanks for all the good stuff you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. And it's always such a pleasure to be here.
You see my little plaque up there? You see that? That one there? That little plaque there.
The American, that's way back in 2018.
That was
way, very
but
good.
But that's our earthquake detector, because yesterday that was swinging backwards and forwards.
Oh my goodness, that was so scary. I was in the bed. I thought somebody was shaking my bed. I was like, who's shaking?
Who's in here?
Who's here?
Anyway, you take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks so very much. Thanks for having me. Let me go play with Lala.
Okay. Anita Lissi, always great to have you. Always good fun. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks all right. very much.
And remember, the caravana next week, so do pop along. Make sure you go along to the American stand there.
Just
Well, there you go. Big thanks to Anita Literacy once again for that. And by the way, the track Rolling Stones, the title had nothing to do with her. It'll stay. Doom and Gloom. Time's top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmin. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records. And a friend of Sacha Distel, yes you do. You go to the embassy parties, where you talk in Russian and Greek. And the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak, yes they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet, no you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body's firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do, yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from,
And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone tags. So they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
I tell you what, there's one of those songs that brings back some great memories. Being a sort of teenager in the 1960s. And that one from Peter Starstead, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely. It's got all the references to the 1960s in there. Absolutely brilliant. Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, Peter Starstead. Time on The Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after what? After 9 o'clock. And what do we do at this time on the programme? Yep, it is time to go and visit our Pedro Mandinka Bar. One thing we love is a Friday, and the weekend starts here. And no better way than a trip to the Mandinga, Pedro Mandinga Rum Bar. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it, throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time. That is Lloras, and that comes from Oscar de Leon. Right, we're 22 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 9 o'clock, and where are we? We are in our Pedro Mandinga Bar. Yeah, we're having a great experience here. And by the way, if you want to have a great experience, perhaps you're celebrating your birthday, you can do that in Pedro Mandinga. They'll customise your experience for you. All you're going to do is direct message them on their Instagram. It's easy as that. That's the account at Pedro Mandinga. Okay, arroba Pedro Mandinga. Let them know and they'll get you all sorted out. We've been talking all about the rums, haven't we? We've been talking about the fact that it's the first artisanal rum here in Panama and the first rum in history made from Raspadura. Got a question. We have a giveaway. Yes, we do. Remember, we've been doing that for last week. I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit more time because now it's time to go to, well, this. Embuche y Pluma. Wayne of Corbea. Said, got some news for you this morning because our last two contestants, sadly, who won, we started off, didn't we, with a $20 voucher for Pedro Mandinga Rumba, and then last week we did one for $15. But sadly, neither of those contestants could go. So we're going to do what we promised to do, and that's we will add those two to this week's $15. So we had 20, 15, and another 15 for today. That comes to. You know, my math's not that bad. $50. $50 voucher, all right, to give away. Now, make a note of this number, 677-18822. 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp number, 677-18822. Because in a few minutes' time, I'm going to be asking you a question, and you're going to need to answer it. And we're going to need the whole answer this time because it's, you know, it's a good value, $50.
sabía que eso era malo para mí. Poco a poco fui cayendo en un abismo.
All right, well, we've been talking a lot about Pedro Mandinga rum, haven't we? How it's the first invention, the first artisanal rum. Now, it is the first rum in history to be made from Raspadura. Okay, so remember that. And by the way, you're going to the to one of their bars, that's the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. They have happy hour every day. This is from opening until 6 p.m. So find out when they're opening. Get there as early as you can. Right, that number again, 677-18822, 677-18822. You could win a $50 voucher to enjoy at one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. All right. Now, the question I'm going to ask you is this, and you must answer me on WhatsApp, and you're going to need to be pretty precise for $50. We mentioned, didn't we, that Pedro Mandinga rum is the only rum to be made from Raspadura. Now, my question is this. All right, are you ready? First person to answer us on that WhatsApp number, 677-18822. $50 to enjoy Pedro Mandinga rum bar. Where does, this is the question, we're talking about Raspadura. Where does the Raspadura de Pedro Mandinga come from? Alright? Where does the Raspadura de Pedro Mandinga rum, where does it come from? Okay, and the answer I need is where. Okay? Not, where does it come from? Not what is it made of. So just bear that in mind. What is Pedro Mandinga rum made, the Raspadura, where does it come from? What is Pedro Mandinga's rum made of? Where does the Raspadura de Pedro Mandinga, we want to know where it comes from. And we need to know not just the country, but where. All right? So let me know. The WhatsApp again, 677-18822. Where does the Raspadura for Pedro Mandinga rum, where does it come from? There we are. I've got nobody yet. We've got it close, but we need more detail, okay? And the question again, the Raspadura that's used in Pedro Mandinga rum, where does it come from? And this, by the way, we've been listening to Un Montón de Estrellas from Polo Montanes. All right. So that's it. Big thanks to Pedro Mandinga for this morning's Pedro Mandinga rum bar break. Oh, how about that? Right, we're going to get back to this. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival. After this, we're going to check with Yasmin as to what, where, and when.
Wearing high heels, look at all the happy creatures dancing on the line.
There we go. CCR, Creedence Clearwater, a revival. And that is Looking Out. Looking Out My Back Door. There we go. Right, time on The Breakfast Show for us to go along and have a little chat with Yasmin, see how she's getting on this morning. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it is a happy Friday, isn't it? All Fridays are happy for me. You even think Mondays are happy.
Yes, of course. Every day.
Hey, you're... where are you going this morning, yes?
Well, I'm going to City of Knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah.
How were the flags yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome, lovely. That was my first time.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah, doing that, and I love it.
Oh, great, mm-hmm. Great. And you're going back there again today?
Yes, because today is another event
mm-hmm.
called Ingenia.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to learn more about that today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like it over there, don't you?
Oh yes, I love there.
Do you like the drive? Do you like driving over there?
Yeah, because it's pretty quick.
It is, isn't it? You just go down here on the Cinta Costera,
mm-hmm.
and then go along past the Tribunal Electoral, go out
exactly.
that way. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It is quick, really. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes I used to go the back way, which was going down sort of by Martin Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
That way and onto the corridor, dropping down onto the corridor, going around the back of the Orbrook Shopping Mall, going
mm-hmm.
out to the back entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much quicker the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More scenic the other way, though.
Yeah, right. That's
yeah.
true.
So what have we got today? What's happening in the world?
Okay. Don't forget, for example, we have a lot of events. Don't forget Van Gogh. Remember mm-hmm. we
oh,
were there?
Yeah, yeah.
Beyond Van Gogh. That's in Atlapa, and you can get your tickets at Ticket Plus.
Mm-hmm.
This is until November 19, I guess,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not wrong, at Isla de Atlapa.
And so I'm just thinking, because that explains really, doesn't it, why Caravan's not at Atlapa? Because that takes up a lot
yeah.
of the main hall, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're hooked up to go then. Mm-hmm. It's a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also today, it already started yesterday,
mm-hmm.
the Bird Festival.
Oh, Bird Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, Panama Bird Festival. You have to go to their Instagram account because they have several places where they have workshops, they have tours
mm-hmm.
of bird watching, they have marketplace. They have also photography contests
mm-hmm.
and conferences. So they have
great.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
This is until October 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And please go to their Instagram account, Panama Bird Festival, and there you can find all the information about all the events that they have.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Audubon Society, I'd imagine they're involved
yes,
in it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Audubon. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. excellent.
That's true. That's
not, it's not bird counting time, is it?
No.
It always makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. counting the birds. Because I know what I'd be like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ah, damn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Where
yeah.
did that one? Oh, there's another one. Anyway.
Yeah, it's hard.
I can count the lala. I can hear in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also tomorrow, don't forget, we have the Embassy of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have at Albrook Mall tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Indonesia, un día en el paraíso. That's going to be awesome because they're going to have different activities for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have shows. They're going to have touristic packages
mm-hmm.
for sale. And a lot of information about going to Indonesia. Pasarela, souvenirs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance is free. It's going to be at Pasillo del Delfín.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphin.
Yeah, look for the big dolphin. There
mm-hmm.
you find them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And let me see what else. Also tomorrow, don't forget the Simons brother are going to be at Frank's Place.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
Starting mm-hmm. at 8 p.m. So safety date for tomorrow at Frank's Place, the Simons brother. And let me see also on Monday. Oh, sorry, this weekend it's the Dragon Boats.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
At Amador.
Because I know Ian's doing. I was asking if Ian was going to be doing it, but this is for mm-hmm. bigger people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Exactly. And let me see, at Casada de Amador, from 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. The
okay.
entrance is free.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can go there and enjoy that race. That's going to be awesome. And the last one for Monday, the Embassy of Israel is inviting everybody to the Anfiteatro Ricardo J. Alfaro. That's at the Ministry of Relaciones Exteriores here at Casco Viejo. They're going to have a movie named Wedding Doll.
Okay.
This is a movie by Nitzan Hilandi. And let me see, it's the winner of Ophir Awards. And that's going to be on Monday at 6 p.m. The entrance is free, thanks to the invitation of the Embassy of Israel.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's all.
Okay. And are you off now?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, don't forget, I'm going to have all this information at our Instagram, TBS Jerry D.
Okay, good. All right, yes, well, you enjoy yourself this morning.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Yes, thank you.
And, well, we'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
What do we see Monday? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, yes.
Oh, love, have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too, and everyone.
All right, there we go. There's Yasin with What, Where, and When. Now, tell you what, just getting back to our little competition for our Pedro Mandingo Rumbar experience. So we've got a $50 voucher to give away, and we're going to keep that open for another 10 minutes as we get to get towards the end of this morning's program. And I think we've got a couple of people that are sort of come in close-ish, okay, but just to give you a little bit of a clue, some people have said the name of a country. We want to know a little bit more than that, all right? So there's a little bit of a clue for you. Because we need the right answer, because this is a nice prize now. It's $50. And if nobody gets it this morning, guess what? Next week it'll be $65. And I'm sure if that happens, I will probably win it. Okay, time on the Breakfast Show. Let's have The Cure. And The Walk. Don't forget the WhatsApp number, by the way, 677-188-22. 677-188-22.
Bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we need.
And there it goes. That is the Walk from the Cure. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 16 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock. And I tell you what, going to have a couple of tracks, some bluesy tracks, I think. Starting with this one, Blues Beatles and Love Me Do. Go, that's really quite something, isn't it? That's the Blues Beatles and Love Me Do. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are 12 minutes exactly right now before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I've got one to take us towards the end of this morning's program. It's another blues track. It's called Blues Delight. That's the band, and it's called If I Had Money. Know that feeling.
If I had money, I buy those people a place to stay? If I had money, I'd buy those people a place to stay. But all I got is a dime, and I got so little time. If I had faith, I'd get down on my knees if I had faith. Oh, I'd get down on my knees. But all I got is bad religion, and I got nowhere, nowhere to pray.
I'd clean up the whole mess. If I had magic, I'd clean up that awful mess.
They're great. If I have money, blues delight, and that's exactly what it was, a delight. And time on the breakfast show, well, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Unusually for a Friday, we had a guest in with us this morning because we wanted to, well, it's always lovely to have Anita with us on the breakfast show, Anita Literacy, and getting us up to date on what is happening with the American Society, with the American Embassy, because there's going to be quite a good presence at Caravana. And that is, of course, that's next Tuesday, Caravana, remember that. And that's when all a lot of the different countries all get together and show off their wares. So thanks to Anita for that. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for our What, Where and When this morning, and also all the work in the background. And, of course, we're giving us a good old shake-up this morning, talking about earthquakes on our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. Big thank you to Ingrid, now back in Elvi. Also, a big thank you goes out to my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us for the breakfast show. The boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. And as always, thank you. And, well, of course, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the breakfast show, 89.3 Cool FM. If you want to join us, if you want to advertise with us, or if you want to sponsor us, it's easy. Just drop us a WhatsApp on that 677-188-22, 677-188-22. And speak to us, or you can call Yasmin, 223 on 5162, 223-5162. No winner, by the way, for our Pedro Mandinga rum bar experience this morning. So next week, we'll probably keep the same question as well, give you a chance to do your homework. It'll be up to, what, $65 next week. And, well, that's it. To you, our listeners, please have a great weekend, and do whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because Monday morning at 6 o'clock, what I want to be doing, I want to be talking to you, of course, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, bye-bye. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.